Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three on this amazing Friday edition. First hour, we had a poor lady on from Piscataway, New Jersey, where they've got land worth over $70-plus million on the tax rolls. The government's taking it to build, they admit, facilities on they want to just give to private interest. And they've been told they're not going to be given any money. But the government's going to charge them money because of their organic farm, quote, calling the organic farm toxic waste. This is how they operate. Then we had the producer on from A Scanner Darkly. Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled coming up in the last half hour of the broadcast today. Talk about a host of issues, the economy, the war. Congressman from the 14th District of Texas. Right now, for the next 14 minutes or so, we're going to let him go at 15 after, is Bill Doyle. And this is the guy who got the families together, the biggest families organization. They sued the Saudis, if you believe the official story. 15 or 14 of the 19 hijackers came from there, all the funding, the connections. And the Bush administration with the federal courts and James Baker, the Bush family lawyer, and the Carlyle Group lawyer, went after this group and blocked them from going after the Saudis. And instead, Bush invades an innocent country called Iraq. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with, and you heard him, about half the families think it's an inside job, and he's saying, how else could it be? All the evidence shows that. Sir, have you seen the documentaries that have been made about 9/11? Have you seen Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Loose Change 2? I mean, obviously I've been asking you questions about 9/11. You're extremely informed. Why wouldn't you be? You lost your son. I mean, what is it like knowing that there are people out there who are guilty, clearly guilty of passive complicity at the bare minimum, who have gotten away with this 9/11 and are using it to take our freedoms and kill America's soul?
Well, we can go right back to the FBI director in the Mazzoli trial itself. He testified that he wrote a memo and he was sent it 60, 70 times to his higher-ups, a warning about the Al-Qaeda being in the United States, okay? And the person higher-up actually had to testify in the Mazzoli trial, and you know what he said? Well, he didn't pass it on because he valued his job. Give me a break.
In 2003, they gave record cash bonuses to FBI deputy directors who blocked Agent Wright, Rowley, and others who were specifically about to stop the supposed hijackers.
Colleen Rowley's a sweetheart. You know, I'm in touch with her all the time. And, you know, what they did to her is they more or less forced her out of the job.
But then give giant cash bonuses to the people that targeted her and others.
Oh, yeah, without question. Or promotions, without question. Keep your mouth shut and we'll promote you and you'll make a lot of money.
They told Sybil Edmonds that. Comments on her?
Sybil's another beautiful person, and I help her in her fight as well. I've been down to Washington quite a few times with her, and I'll continue to do so because she's on the right track. She knows a lot of information. However, our government has her underneath a gag order, and I'm just wondering when Sybil all of a sudden is just going to say, hey, I'm un-gagging myself. Do whatever you want with me.
Well, she said this. Exactly. She's done this on this show. She said, I can't talk about the specifics of this case, but let's say hypothetically the government really was controlling the terrorists and dealing drugs and running weapons and was behind it.
Well, if you really look into the 28 pages of the 2002 joint inquiry, which was bipartisan, okay, I believe that those pages that address who financed 9/11, which they don't want to let you know, if you really look, and I'm hearing this, you know, from certain sources that some of those pages were that the United States government sent tons of money over to Pakistan. Pakistan themselves turned around and gave the money to their ISI, who were running terrorist camps in Afghanistan, to come back over to the United States to murder our loved ones.
General Mahmoud Ahmed.
Exactly.
We'll talk about that on the other side in the final segment with our guest. We'll give you website addresses and how you can help this group valiantly get the truth out about 9/11. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My new film, Terror Storm, is out on DVD at Infowars.com. We detail, without a shadow of a doubt, the London bombings were an inside job. We have MI5 agents on record covering it. We get into the latest 9/11 information and declassified CIA.gov documents where they admit our governments carried out terror attacks in foreign countries to blame it on their enemies many times in the past. We cover how Hitler did it. We cover the USS Liberty. We cover a bunch of other issues. It is my best film available at Infowars.com right now. Bill Doyle heads up the largest 9/11 victims organization, the World Trade Center United Family Group. We have links to their organizations at Infowars.com right now. Bill Doyle, I've been watching you on the news, reading what you've said over the last four, almost 5 years. I've seen your metamorphosis, your awakening to 9/11, all the evidence pointing towards an inside job. And we've seen a metamorphosis and awakening by the other victims' families and others that aren't in total denial, as you said, about 50-50 right now. What was that awakening like for you, number one? And then number two, what is the awakening like for those that are starting to wake up? Is it painful?
That day I don't think anybody will ever forget. Okay, and that's what probably led me into trying to get the truth to be known. But the roadblocks between our senators and congressmen have been in beyond belief. And then all these fraudulent agencies that are out there that are created just to hide knowledge is unbelievable. I mean, here I'll give you an instance. In October 2004, the National Security Archive, the D.C.-based nonprofit, that obtains government documents through the Freedom of Information Act, wrote the TSA, which is the old FAA, okay? And to release the text or even the titles of the 5 aviation warnings given to the airlines just before the 9/11 attacks. The TSA says, no, you can't have them. However, they're referred to in the best-selling 9/11 Commission report so many times, it's beyond belief. I mean, the TSA themselves have no, they classify everything.
Well, as you know, as you know, Mr. Doyle, the 9/11 Commission claimed that Tower 1 and 2 were hollow and had no support columns in them.
Okay, I worked in those buildings.
Though we have video footage of the construction, it had the biggest 4-foot-plus columns, 47 of them, of any buildings ever built up until this time. They were overbuilt, but they just lie and say they don't have columns, and they make TV specials about it.
Well, I was just thinking about this. We had a plane that crashed into the Empire State Building. That didn't go down, did it? But meanwhile, we have two planes that fly into the towers, and all of a sudden they're blown up, what, you know, within an hour and a half? It's not even possible.
And we have people standing in the holes where the supposed fire now has burned out to nothing, standing there. They're not melting, but then huge pillars, feet from them, shatter and explode in total unison as they collapse. Before the break, you brought up General Mahmoud Ahmed, the $100,000 wired to Muhammad Atta. Mahmoud Ahmed had only been to the U.S. twice in his life. The second time was that week, meeting with Porter Goss, the heads of House and Senate Intelligence Committee, Bob Graham, meeting with the CIA director, George Tenet, meeting with all of these people the week before, while his head of intelligence wires $100,000 to the supposed lead hijacker. And you're saying you've got government contacts that are saying that those excise pages that they don't want to release are talking about our government directly funding them?
Well, what I've heard from different people, pretty well in the know, that the substantial amount of money went to Pakistan, okay, probably to overthrow the Taliban or whatever. Except Pakistan gave the money to the ISI, who turned around and used money that they gave to that they received from Pakistan, or really our U.S. government. And
but we know the coup of 2000 with Musharraf, Perez Musharraf being put in, was staged by our government. We know ISI is a glove on the hand of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Oh yeah, no, without question. And I think that's probably one of the most damaging marks, and probably it would prove conclusively that the United States themselves might have been probably complicit or actually enabled 9/11 if that information in those 28 pages were known. I mean, they actually financed in a perverted way all the hijackers, all these terrorists in Afghanistan to take training lessons to come here and kill innocent people. But it was with U.S. dollars that did it.
Well, when people like the former Marine Corps historian and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, Colonel Ronald D. Ray, come on this show and say the official story's a fraud and the dog doesn't hunt, I mean, every week more prominent people, sir, come on this broadcast and say it's got to be an inside job. What are the crooks that carried it out? Do you think they're starting to get a little bit scared?
Well, I hope that I hope America listens, and really what we have to do is all stay united, and when you see different things, call your senators, call your congressmen. You got to do it. I mean, just don't shove things underneath the rug and say, "Oh, let the next person do it." You got to be proactive. And unfortunately, what I see in the United States, even on 9/11 issues, a lot of them, people say, "Oh, let the other person do it." Well, if there's only a dozen, I'd rather see 2 million people doing it, and then all of a sudden, maybe we could advocate for some change.
What would a real 9/11 investigation, who would carry it out, what would it look like?
What we wanted originally, one of the Jersey girls, Kristen Brettmeiser, is a brilliant person, okay? She was the spearhead, one of the Jersey girls, and I spoke to them probably nightly when we were fighting for the 9/11 Commission. Why couldn't there have been, on the 9/11 Commission, some people like Kristen Brettmeiser, myself, or whatever, feeling the pulse of the families, knowing the questions that wanted to be asked? Kristen Brettmeiser herself is a brilliant woman. She's an attorney. Why wouldn't they allow family participation to be part of the 9/11 Commission?
And they lost, we're talking about people who lost family, then Ann Coulter, the neocon, comes out.
That's amazing.
And savages these good women. What do you think about that?
Ann Coulter, I, you know, it's all about, you know, Great American Way. It's all about selling books, and all she had to do was berate a couple of people that I really thought highly of. And when I really look at it, and even my wife, who tries to stay nonpartisan or don't get involved in these things, she says, you know something? That was a conservative Republican plant. That's what my wife said.
Well, I'll say this. To cold-bloodedly attack innocent women who lost husbands and sons and daughters and mothers and brothers just because it'll sell some books, I mean, these people are sick.
There's a lot of sick people out there.
Well, in closing, sir, anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Doyle? We appreciate you joining us.
No, I'd like to just say, like, if the listeners could actually contact their senators, there's a bill that's most important that maybe we can get some of the truth be known from the TSA. It's bill number 5441. It's a H.R. 5441, section 525. Just to call their senators who came up with another version just to keep secrecy, and that they admitted this to section 525, which the House wants. If we can call our senators and say, hey, listen, you want section 525 of the H.R. 5441 bill included as a bill, it could probably be very helpful, and maybe we can find out about what the FAA was doing that day, or NORAD, or anything else. Maybe we can find out some bit of truth.
Are you coming for the criminals? Are you coming for the people that killed your son? Are you? I mean, because I know some of their minions listen to this show. What do you want to say to them?
Am I what? I'm sorry.
There are people in the establishment, people in the criminal networks that were involved in 9/11 listening to this show, guaranteed, sir, listening to the audio of it we'll post. What would you like to say to those that were involved in the attacks and they're listening?
What I'd say to them is, well, why don't you come forward and take your medicine, okay? I mean, I know 7,000 or 8,000 families over here that are still grieving, and what 9/11 created is horrific. I mean, tons of businesses went out. Right, and for them to be complicit in this, they all ought to be behind bars.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, Mr. Doyle. God bless you, and we really support your efforts. We have links to your organizations on Infowars.com. Go with God, my friend.
Okay, thanks very much.
Vaya con Dios. Before I end this segment, do you understand, folks, that if we do not expose 9/11, the same criminals that carried it out are going to keep doing it? They're going to do it very, very soon. I don't know what I have to say or do to get you to go to Infowars.com and get a film I'm so proud of I can't even describe it. Terror Storm is my crowning achievement. It is the best film we've ever made. It is so unbelievably powerful, so unbelievably professional, so unbelievably slick. It will really wake people up, and it's up to you to get this tool and get it out to people. It's $19.95. We've had a lot of expenses. I've really exhausted a lot of my resources. Please go to Infowars.com right now. Secure your copy of Terror Storm. We have 150-something left of the T-shirts from the 9/11 event that say 9/11 Neocon Agenda, beautiful front. On the back it says Face the Facts, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Those are going to go quick. Please go to the website. You know, we really never ask you for support. We just say get the films, so please do that. We need your support. But that is side issue. This video, I'm so proud of it. I just want you to see it. I want you to share in the work we did, 11 months of working up here till 2, 3, some nights 4 in the morning, some nights 6 in the morning. It's insane. For 11 months, I hardly saw my family. Please get Terror Storm. Order it today. Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. It exposes government-sponsored terror from A to Z. It is a history of government-sponsored terror. That's its full title, Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139 to get hard copies or get a 15-cent a day monthly subscription, $5.95, to PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, ladies and gentlemen, all 15 of my films. That just pays for the bandwidth. Go there, download, burn copies, give it to everybody, pass it around. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, we're putting the whole symposium up there piece by piece. A lot of it's already going up there. PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership today. We can do so much more if we have your support. We are fighting 110% for this country. We know, we've counted the cost. We know this is life and death. We want you to get your head screwed on and join us. Get your head screwed on straight and join us in this fight. Help us fight the New World Order. Expose these murderers. We're winning. People are coming forward. They're waking up. We're winning.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at opcpure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of opcpure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of opcpure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I was talking to one of my people here during the break, and he said Glenn Beck last night, and he has that show on CNN Headline News now, and I've heard him, horrible neocon, acts like he's nonpartisan, big liar, total piece of filth, acting like a conservative, and oh, he says, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, folks, but when it's staring you right in the face, you can't deny it. The American Union, why, rough times for America ahead. But see, that's what happens. We force the issue. For over a decade, we expose it, we fight it, we put the word out. Somebody like Lou Dobbs, who has some courage, who has his own contract, I've looked into it. He left CNN, by the way, because he didn't have control. He came back when he had control. You know, he's able to talk. He gets top ratings. Other people then see that. And some of these neocons, that's what they'll do. They'll mix a little bit of it in. I'm not saying Dobbs is one of them. Certainly Beck is. They'll mix a little bit of it in because they know their listeners, their viewers are demanding it, going, hey, man, because I've heard Beck poo-poo it in the past. Oh, hey, man, you better cover this. This is real. Hey, Bush is for amnesty. Hey, this is an American Union. Hey, they really are anti-gun. I mean, I've heard Hannity before sit there and admit, we've got to do something about the border. It's a real crisis. We've got to get Bush's plan passed. That'll fix it. And it's a total amnesty. Now, almost every day, I'm told, I'm not talking people who actually hear it, Neil Bortz, one of the biggest talk show hosts in the country, he's a talented guy. I've met him before. He walked up and started cussing at me. I have it on video. I've never put it out. At Ground Zero during the RNC in 2004. Big guy. He says, make you take a big fat bite out of an Alex Jones sandwich. You know what that's saying. And it means nothing to me. It doesn't hurt me. I love it. It means we're hurting them. It means we're hurting them badly. It means we're having an effect. So they've got their high-level magazines, newspapers, talk show hosts attacking me, the Hannitys, the Bortzes, the others. And then at the same time, they've got phony COINTELPRO operatives on the web now that have hit me from every side. It's awesome. These idiots are getting their battle plans, their orders. They don't know. It only makes more people come here. People can tell and research this is legitimate. You know, this is the real deal here. You know, saying Alex Jones covers up this and that. Alex Jones won't say it's the Pope. Alex Jones won't say it's the blacks. Alex Jones won't say it's the Jews. You see, because we have a big tent approach. We're fighting evil. We're fighting the New World Order. We're trying to get everybody together to fight this system. We know it's evil people in control of almost every major organization and group. It isn't one group. It's about, you know, getting on the show and talking about transponder toll roads, American Union, open borders, what's happening with the Second Amendment, the land grabbing. It's about exposing the evil, showing the government to be evil, to reverse it. It's not about just saying the word Catholic, Catholic, Jew, Jew, black, black, Mexican, Mexican, over and over again, Zionist, 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 like that does something to the Zionist. Off on that subject, I mean, I have Zionist documents that are public where they say, going back 80 years ago, 75 years ago, supporting Hitler when he was a fledgling, oh, we love anti-Semitism. That then makes the Jews all run under our banner, and so they can be under our control. They go out and finance it. They go out and create it. So when I see myself being attacked from the bottom, the middle, and the top, and both sides, I say, hallelujah, thank you, God. That means we are over the target. We are taking incredible flack. It is intensifying. We've got people online and on websites calling for violence against me, calling for violence against people in the government. You know they're feds immediately when they're not arrested. You know. I mean, an average real person shoots their mouth off about violence about some talk show host or violence about some politician. They get arrested. Boy, it's a big news item. You can tell a fed, and you know what? I know there's some of you that out there who are young or whatever, or haven't researched this, who get fooled by it at first, but I know over time you'll wake up to it. And so people say, well, you need to respond to this. You need to respond to the fact that that you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm not going to respond to that. It's not true. Well, who I am shows I'm not. You need to respond to the fact that you're a Mossad agent and you're really Jewish. And I go, well, I'm not Jewish, but so what if I was? I mean, well, we're not anti-Semites, but you're really a Jew. Well, if I was a Jew, what would be wrong with it? I'm not Jewish, but so what if I was? What's wrong with that? You see, none of it washes. None of it, it's all lies, and I see it. It's lies when Bortz attacks me. It's misrepresentation of straw men. It's lies when Hannity attacks. It's lies when other talk show hosts attack me. It's lies when the New York Times attacks. It's lies when Vanity Fair attacks. It's lies. And people know that. People see right through it. So the feds have tried to shift it to the web and to people posing as patriots. People see right through that. And again, these idiot feds are attacking me, sending me listeners. The listenership on the web is exploding. On AM and FM is exploding. Everything is exploding. We're growing by leaps and bounds. As the Bible says, the enemy's attacks against you will actually be a blessing. It's a blessing. And they're so evil, they're not going to stop. I can sit here and tell them everything they're doing is empowering us. They still cannot control themselves. We'll be right back. So keep attacking, Bortz.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
We put out a report last week about 80 new NAFTA highways directly from their own documents. Federal government hasn't been picked up by the mainstream news. Jerome Corsi's written another article. New World Disorders, the headline, WorldNet Daily. Docs reveal plan for Mexican trucks in the U.S. Internal emails belie public sentiment, suggest aim to expand quietly. And a lot of those are internal emails that Bob Dacey was able to get them to correspond back and forth with him. I mean, look, the stuff we're breaking here, it's incredible. Some stories I don't even care about we put out get huge attention. And when something we put out really important goes out there, sometimes it doesn't get picked up. So my crew is going to post this WorldNet Daily article, and in it, we're going to post our other articles we've written. I hope you'll get them out to everybody because people need to know the full magnitude of this. Something fun that means a lot to me. Jeff Dice is a really great guy at Ron Paul's office. Their whole crew is wonderful. I've met a lot of them over the years. Been interviewing Ron Paul for now 12 years. Before he even got back into Congress, he was in Congress in the 70s, then got back in the 90s, late 90s. And we called up because the congressman's trying to get to his house to do the interview coming up here in a few minutes. And so we call the congressman's office, you know, he's back in the state. And when we're going, yeah, you know, we've got a guest on about 9/11, so we can, you know, wait whenever the congressman can do it. And they go, oh, yes, we know. We're listening right now. It's just great to have so many people listening to the show. So I'm going to give a shout-out to Ron Paul's office. I guess they're up in back in Texas. Or Kevin, was that their D.C. office you were talking to? We're going to try him in just about 4 minutes and get the congressman here on with us as soon as he gets back to his hacienda. He just got back to town and could have a few days off with the family doctor, Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul. But I never really talk about this. That's why yesterday and today I talked a little bit about it, because I've had people asking me about it, you know, who support us, but go, well, shouldn't you respond to this? If I spent all day responding to detractors and people that attack me and responding to national publications that attack me, a lot of times I don't even do it. I mean, there's a lot of mainstream news articles you never hear about here because we just don't care. If it's about just Alex Jones, who cares? But as a teaching tool, as an example of how the globalists operate in their propaganda, we can illustrate it. We can look at it. And I listen to so many other, quote, patriot talk shows, not the truth movement talk shows. That's what I prefer to be known as now, because that other name has been so sullied by maniacs, nuts, and government agents. When you hear their talk shows or their websites, all it is attacking other people. Most of that is because they're egomaniacs who are just on a power trip and want it to all be about them. But a lot of them, it's a snowball or mockingbird effect. A snowball rolls down and gets bigger. A mockingbird, hears other sounds and repeats it, parrots it, basically. That's what COINTELPRO does. There's a few real operatives out there, and we know who they are. They create the climate, they foster it, then they put out false claims and attacks, and those are duplicated and repeated and parroted ad infinitum. And then as soon as you start trying to respond, it then adds energy to it, and then the whole debate becomes about Alex Jones or whoever's under attack with baseless claims. If we did a show on that, can you imagine people in Austin, Texas, or Kansas City, or Southern California, or listening to us on several affiliates in Illinois, or upstate New York, or Florida, or Tennessee, WBCR? Can you imagine people tuning in who just want to hear about NAFTA highways and the New World Order and the open borders and gun control and people having their land stolen nationwide, not even being paid for it? You see, people tune in, they know about that. They know it's a threat. They know it affects them. They want to learn about it. They want to get involved. They want to fight. And that's why it's great that all these people attack me, because then I just don't respond. They send me anybody they've got as listeners or viewers. We don't give them any response. We get the people they've tried to turn against us, and we just, like judo, use their energy against them without ever even really responding. And then people come here and learn about the Global Crime Syndicate. They come here and they learn about the New World Order. That's so many people, too, that attack me will then admit, though, that I woke them up. See, those are the mentally ill ones or the stupid ones or the egomaniac ones. They'll admit, well, 10 years ago or 5 years ago you woke me up, and now I've grown past it. You know, you won't talk about UFOs, and you won't talk about chupacabras and snake men, and I've grown past you, and you're covering up the alien agenda. I mean, it runs the gamut. So see, what happens is we wake people up, then they go off and get lost or get nutty or get into some weird religious cult, or they're government agents, or they get compromised, or they're under the control of a government operative. And it's sad. I actually feel sorry for them. In a sick way, I'm actually encouraging them to attack more and send me more people. Oh, this is horrible what I'm doing. And see, again, I can even sit there and tell them that, and they're so stupid that they will continue. It's so sick, ladies and gentlemen. I instinctively know how this stuff works. My whole life I've been able to see scams and frauds and see things clearly for what they are to a better and better extent as the years go on. And the good news is, we're beginning to win. People are waking up about 9/11. People are waking up to the New World Order. People are waking up to the false left paradigm. People are getting involved. And a lot of that is because of our work, your work, but more so just the globalists are getting more aggressive, more arrogant, more out of control. I mean, the Castaway, New Jersey, where they're just openly going to steal $70-plus million worth of land, paying the people nothing, threatening to charge them money for the expense of taking it from them to then give it to local developers. And then they claim it's for environmental reasons. I mean, that's good old-fashioned 800-year, you know, Dark Ages, Byzantine corruption. That's just in your face. What other example do you need? And it's every day, everywhere, at every level of society. Go ahead and try the congressman again, see if he's home yet. I mean, this is the reality of what we're facing. This is the New World Order. This is what they're doing. They're eating out our substance. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read how it exposed the government for being corrupt and out of control and abusive. The list of particulars, the bill of particulars, the committees of correspondence, educating people about the crimes, cutting through the propaganda. We're doing that now, and the New World Order is doing most of the work for us, waking up people who were too dumb or too tired or too busy or too distracted to listen to us. The iron fist is crushing more and more of them, and then they're becoming the latest recruits to the ranks of free humanity against the globalists. And again, I am so blessed. God has blessed me so much in my work. It is so good to not be perfect, but to try my best to attempt to be genuine, to attempt to tell the truth, to attempt to do the best job we can, to attempt to do the best research, and to be 97, 98% accurate. It's just my life couldn't be better. I'm in the best place in the world. I'm so honored. Of course, I'm in great danger. And of course, you know, we know we've got rocky times ahead, but I am just so blessed to be who I am. You're so blessed that you've woken up to the New World Order, whether it was 25 years ago or last month or today. I mean, we're alive, we're awake, we're vibrant, we're on the good guys team, we're wearing the white hats, we're out there trying to warn and inform people, we're not buying into the decadence and the corruption. We're having victories. We're getting prominent people to wake up and come out and stand with us. And then the COINTELPRO people scream that, oh, look, that means, you know, they're agents. They're getting prominent people to go public. Yes, we're trying to win. We're trying to rally. We're trying to get people to go public and stand with us. We have to be ready to have victories. We have to accept that we can win. That's why we're doing this. It's what I've always said. We can win. If we believe we can win, we can push this government back. As Congressman Ron Paul has said many times on this broadcast, when he's talked about the New World Order taking over, he says, you know, in their victory, they lose. And when they crash the economy to suck us dry, if we've warned people beforehand of who's really behind it, the globalists can't pose as our saviors while they're raping us financially, economically, spiritually, nationally. So we're forcing the Glenn Becks, the Alex Joneses, the Ron Pauls, the Lou Dobbs of the world. We are, you out there, you know, the Sally Soccer Mom listening right now, Joe Sixpack, we are forcing them to cover real issues. We're forcing them to try to stay pertinent and stay in the game, to have to mention some of the real issues. All right, I twisted his arm to get him on here during his vacation. He just got home. Congressman Ron Paul, we've got you for 18 minutes. Thank you for coming on.
Good to be with you again. And don't call this a vacation. You know I do work when I'm in Texas. Sometimes they make me work harder here than in Washington.
Actually, I know that you march and drive from rally to rally. I know that. You're the hardest working man in Congress.
Yeah, we get around and try to talk to our people, trying to find out what they're thinking about. And you talk to a lot of people every day, so you know pretty much what the people are thinking.
Well, you know what they're talking about. You've been talking about it for decades. The American Union is now being admitted. Secret deals now public. 80-plus NAFTA highways. Congressman, give us your take on that.
Yeah, and I see all of that connected to the two main issues I've talked about, our foreign policy, our stupid foreign policy, as well as our monetary policy, which helps to finance all this. But I think the goal is one world government, and you've seen it coming, and you've warned about it. You know, we have not only the UN, we have the WTO, we have the IMF, the World Bank, and then we have all these subsidiaries like NAFTA and hemispheric governments, highways coming in. I just hope and pray that we can wake up enough people. There are some days when I'm at home, I'm more encouraged than when I'm in Washington, you know, because people here in Texas in particular are awakening to this. They certainly got the attention of a lot of people on the immigration issue, but it seems like nothing really changes. We might get their ear and they might say a few things and hold things up a little bit, but ultimately, they just sort of, as soon as it quiets down, they go ahead and do what they want. So
the good news is the people are waking up. The bad news is the government juggernaut is just rolling forward.
Yeah, I think it's so well entrenched, and there are a lot of things that don't change easily. You know, I've always argued the constitutional foreign policy of non-intervention and staying out of the internal affairs of others. To shift that gears, boy, that is a major task to get people thinking differently. And the monetary issue, you know, to shift gears there, if you don't do it correctly, it can actually, in the short run, make things worse for us.
In fact, let's get into the economic situation. What is Ron Paul, and you've had a great great gauge in the past, Bernanke saying he's going to print money even faster, a doubling of money supply in the next 6 years, maybe even sooner. What's happening with inflation they're trying to hide? What do you see happening?
Well, I think it's going to get worse. And the analogy I draw to what Bernanke is doing, you know, he's tinkering a little bit with raising interest rates, but they're still way below the inflation rate. So therefore, it's a negative interest rate, and they're not achieving anything. It's sort of like a doctor treating an infection and giving a little bit of penicillin, and then the bacteria adapts to it, and it becomes immune, and the medication doesn't do any good, and you need more, and longer and longer, and eventually the medicine doesn't even work.
Actually makes it worse, yeah.
Yeah, and so what Bernanke is doing with this tinkering around and trying to save a system, I think he's just building a bigger problem, a bigger financial bubble, and I think this dollar crisis is on the horizon, and yet we still can't predict when that's going to happen. It's when it comes when the foreigners get tired of taking our paper money.
The Financial Times of London and other respected publications that I've noticed are good bellwethers are saying any time in the next year to 2 years, we could see a total implosion of the dollar.
I think that's possible. I wouldn't bet all my savings on it, but I'd certainly work to protect myself against it, assuming that's the case. But, of course, I've worried about this for many years, so I started buying things like gold and silver when gold was $35 an ounce. So even though there wasn't a total implosion, it wasn't too bad protection. They've devalued the money tremendously in those years, although it's not been catastrophic. The end stages of a paper currency usually is catastrophic. If you just recall how the peso goes in Mexico and these other countries, it's a loss of confidence, and they race from the currency, and then you have runaway inflation.
Well, we've seen a 97% devaluation of the dollar in the last 106 years since 1900, and we've seen most of that devaluation in the last 10 years.
Yes, but there's a significant change in the depreciation of the money from 1971, of course, when we got off the last bit of the gold standard that we have. But you're right, in the last 10, 15 years, there's been a tremendous increase. So we're sort of on one of these escalating curves, and it's not likely to go down for a long time.
Congressman, what do you think is most important right now? What are a few of the issues you want to impart to the listenership?
Well, the ultimate goal is to preserve individual liberty, which means to restrain big government. So there's a lot of issue there. As far as issues go, I would say immigration is top of the list right now, protecting our borders, which is there's not a strong desire on our administration to do this. At the same time, we're designing a policy where we're draining this country of money and personnel by spreading ourselves around the world. So where we have our troops and money and everything overseas and building buildings overseas at the same time neglecting our border security, I think that's the big one, because that is also intertwined with our deficits. They have these huge expenditures overseas. Today I had someone in my office and they showed me what we're doing in Washington is that we're cutting things like cancer research. Now, I happen to believe that under the Constitution, cancer research could be handled in a different way, but I have a great deal of sympathy for those programs over what we're doing overseas and foreign aid. We don't have to cut cancer research or veterans.
Certainly. I mean, they're cutting some of the better government programs that could be argued, even though they're not constitutional, or at least more palatable and good for the public welfare versus, some construction deal given to the Saudis.
Yeah, or building an embassy in Baghdad that's bigger than the Vatican.
Let me shift gears to property, because that is part of the economy. Going on in Piscataway Way, New Jersey, land valued publicly just at tax roll prices at over $70 million. The local city is stealing it and not even saying they're going to give any money to the family, and they admit that they're using environmental reasons to grab it. It's just a farm, and they're saying that they're going to give it to private developers. We're now seeing stuff even worse than New London, sir, on a weekly basis. Give us your take on the attack on property rights.
Well, that's been steady. I don't think we really own our property, and I've been arguing that for several decades, because although we have title to it, we have liability and responsibilities to keep it going and pay huge amount of taxes. But if we don't pay the tax and follow the regulations, we can't use our land. And just think how FEMA and Fish and Wildlife and OSHA and EPA, we have to get all these permits before we even can dig a ditch or drain our land or do anything.
Exactly. But Congressman, my question is, from my perspective, things are getting into kind of a hyper orgy of government stealing with corporations that aren't free market backing up, using government as their arm. I mean, you're in Washington. Is it just my perception, or would you say it's accurate that it seems like things are progressively, exponentially going wild?
they are, and it's part of the military-industrial complex. It's part of the Halliburton control over government. Halliburton not only benefits from the military spending, but think about how Halliburton got those no-bid contracts for Katrina relief, you know, hurricane relief through FEMA. So, yes, I think that it is out of control. But the important thing is in arguing this case, the socialists all say, see what capitalism does to us. See this Halliburton, they're capitalists, which we have to refute because they are not true free market people at all. These are people who are in bed with the government, and they're in cahoots with the government, and they live off the government, and free markets don't work that way.
Well,
free markets put a lot of pressure on business people to provide a good service at the right price. That's what they are supposed to do.
Well, it's fascism, isn't it?
It's fascism when the government and big business gets together, and you know what happened in Europe, 50 years or so ago, that when they did that, the fascism is very dangerous. And I think we have sort of a soft fascism. Usually, people think of fascism with a strong militant.
So stay there, Congressman. We got a break. Final segment with you after this quick break. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Final segment with Congressman Ron Paul. We appreciate him joining us today. Can link through to his congressional website and his Liberty Committee as well at Infowars.com right now. Congressman, you know, when Democrats are in, we see the evil of government with a Democratic face. And when Republicans are in, oh, it's all the Republicans. I see it with each administration just getting progressively worse because the system itself is getting worse. President Bush has said he's above the law on over 750 issues. He's said he's above the law. Now I see locals saying they're above the law. The Fuhrer precept is now being picked up. Can you speak to this above-the-law business?
Yeah, I think that is the basic problem. It's more than just one individual. It is pervasive, and it's the lack of respect for the rule of law. And the rule of law, as far as the federal government is concerned, is the Constitution and our oath of office. So I take that very seriously. But the members of Congress, you know, rationalize everything. They were taught throughout their public school education that the Constitution is a living, flexible document, should adapt to modern times, and you shouldn't be held overly rigid to this rule of law. So Congress has generously ignored the Constitution. The president flaunts it, and the courts have ignored it, and they get in the business of legislating. So there's no respect for the rule of law, and they think that maybe on just one or two occasions they can do this, but all you have to do is once and establish the principle. Because if you can reject one part of the Constitution without amending it, you can reject any part. And over
it's snowballing.
Yeah, now it's wholesale. It's routine, and the principle is well established now that you don't have to follow the Constitution. When the president, you know, signs all these bills and have these statements afterwards that, well, I have no intention of following it, he's in a way signing it and vetoing. So in his mind, he's vetoing a lot of bills. In our mind, under the rule of law, he hasn't vetoed a thing. He's going to decide what he's going to enforce and not enforce.
What do you see happening with the impeachment of Bush coming up if the Democrats win control? Do you think they'll win the House and Senate, either one? What do you see happening in the next 6 months?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they win both, but they're probably going to win one body. And if they win the House, right now they do not say they would have an impeachment, but I think the way that place operates, I think they probably will make every effort. Now, if they win it by one vote, maybe not, but if they'd happen to have a 10 or 15 vote margin, it would be a political thing. They wouldn't be, you know, holier than thou type thing. It would be payback time.
Does President Bush deserve to be impeached for the things he's done?
Well, I would have trouble arguing that he has been a constitutional president, and once you violate the Constitution, can be proven to do that, I think these people should be removed from office.
A bold statement from you, Congressman, but your views are wildly popular here in Texas. In fact, if you look at the polls nationally and the Constitution, what you're doing is popular. Why can't we get more members of Congress like yourself?
I don't know why. I think the message is very powerful, and I think when you defend free markets and you defend personal liberty and privacy and defend the Constitution and propose a foreign policy that was designed by the founders of this country, if you ask general questions of the American people, they say, yeah, that sounds really great.
Last question, Congressman. We're out of time here. I appreciate you joining us. The Iran situation, what do you see happening there? And what do you see happening in Iraq? How long will we be there?
Oh, Iraq, endlessly. I don't see us coming home. I think that a lot more people are going to get killed on both sides, and it will come home probably when we go bankrupt. And I think the neocons still have a great deal of influence on the administration. And that I wouldn't be surprised within a year or two we will be in a military conflict over there, too.
So you think they're going into Iran?
I don't think they'd do it the same way with Iraq, because hopefully they learned a little bit. But I think they'll confront them and bomb.
And then maybe grab some of the western areas?
Yeah, something like that. But just enough to further endanger ourselves, because that will be just more motivation to
thank you for joining us.
Okay, very good.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.